Well, good to have you back. I was just looking at a fascinating little story here that fully vaccinated people accounted for 74% of infections at a super spreader event in Provincetown. P-Town had 74% of the people that got sick were fully vaccinated. Of the breakthrough, there were 346 breakthrough cases out of 469 coronavirus infections. 274 of those breakthrough cases were symptomatic. Four were hospitalized. The only point that I'm making here is that fully vaccinated people accounting for 74% of the breakthrough of a super spreader event seems to be contrary to what we were told, isn't it? CDC says that doesn't mean much. Doesn't mean much. We'll keep an eye on that one. Get ready for bite number seven, because we haven't talked much lately about the Havana syndrome, which has caused debilitating illness in a number of American diplomats and their staffs. These high-tech energy attacks seem to result in all sorts of problems, nausea, illness, traumatic brain injuries, long-term health issues. We've talked about it on this program. It's affected close to 200 Americans now. It first started in Havana, Cuba, but we've had people affected in China, in Russia, elsewhere. And Senator Susan Collins of Maine is still on the hunt for answers, as she should be. Listen to this.
Just recently, the director of the CIA has appointed a very well-qualified individual to lead the search for this mysterious direct energy weapon that is causing, in some cases, permanent traumatic brain injuries. I authored a bill with Senators Warner and Rubio that passed the Senate that will provide compensation for these individuals who, believe it or not, initially were having a hard time getting the care that they needed. That is disgraceful. Our bill has passed the Senate unanimously. I'd hoped that the House was going to pass it before going home this week, and that is a great disappointment to me.
Well, I think it's a great disappointment here as well. We need to find out what is causing this. What is the weapon behind this? Because it seems to be a weapon. We had the folks here on this program that had struggled through that, being targeted in China, where the dogs realize there is something wrong. And they go down the hall in the apartment, but would stop. They wouldn't go in the living room. It was obviously being targeted with some sort of an energy weapon, as Senator Collins put it. The woman and then her mother, when she joined her in China, because her daughter had called the diplomats, said, "I'm not feeling well." She's part of the diplomatic team, if you will. They both became ill. We've heard of traumatic brain injuries after CAT scans and so forth. What is it? Why is it? Where is it coming from? These are important questions that must be answered, because if those are test flights, if you will, we need to figure out what's really going on. Meanwhile, Susan Collins, by the way, remember, I thought about this yesterday. Think about the Democrats arguing about a 50-50 split in the Senate, and Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema refusing to go along with the change in the filibuster, trying to force through reconciliation as opposed to doing it the proper way. Susan Collins was supposed to lose in Maine, right? Joni Ernst was supposed to lose in Iowa. And that list goes on and on and on. Pat Toomey was not supposed to win in 2018 in Pennsylvania. Senator Johnson of Wisconsin was not supposed to win in 2018 there. All of these Republicans that were supposed to lose by big margins and didn't. That's the difference in the U.S. Senate right now. That's the difference in what's going on in America right now. Our Republicans that consistently outperform what we're told is going to happen. Tom Tillis in North Carolina in 2020. Rick Scott in Florida. I mean, all of these people we were told would not win, and yet they win as Republicans. Susan Collins won by a mile. It wasn't even a close race. So did Joni Ernst. Wasn't even close. Polling told us otherwise. But she also pointed out on CNN, did the senator from Maine, just how flat-out wrong the progressives and pundits have been, not just about races like hers, but about how the Supreme Court has ruled on a host of major decisions, making it clear that packing the court is just another reckless idea from reckless people in pursuit of raw power. Listen.
I realize it's always hazardous to predict what's going to happen, but if you look at the Roberts Court and how it has ruled, there were a lot of naysayers on the left that said they would never hold up the Affordable Care Act. They did. They said they would never hold up same-sex marriages. Neil Gorsuch, the Supreme Court Justice, wrote the decision on banning discrimination in the workplace. So I think that a lot of people on the left and pundits have been wrong about how the court has respected precedent.
That's right. They were wrong again and again and again. I know a lot of conservatives don't like Susan Collins much, but for the most part, she voted for those Supreme Court justices that have voted reasonably, not perfectly, but reasonably on many cases. Yes, there are some cases I don't agree with as well, just like you, but reasonably well. It's time to buy one, get one half off. If you do this before Labor Day, you can lose up to 20 pounds. GruberHealth.com. Buy a 20-day program to lose weight. Get the second 20-day program half off. It's a great deal for summer. You can be in fine shape and feel better by the time we get to Labor Day. You've got time to get it done. Up and down by then. Let's lose the weight. I did it a long time ago. You can do it as well. GruberHealth.com. It's free to look. If you've been wondering about how to lose weight, take the strain off your joints, maybe lower your blood pressure, get off a couple of the meds, here's a place to take a look. GruberHealth.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
This year, the Good Sports Our Winners Award returns to honor those teams displaying good sportsmanship at selected MHSAA tournaments. Over 1,000 teams will be recognized this year by MIMIC Insurance. MIMIC is also providing sportsmanship educational materials to schools and is an underwriting supporter of mini-grants for schools' local sportsmanship efforts. Remember, sportsmanship is the educated choice, and good sports are winners. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.